Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, so far we've talked about the importance of having deep roots in Christ. And our deep roots in Christ are formed through God's Word. We've seen this over and over again. We noticed how, for instance, God's Word is like a seed cast into soil. And how that seed, he continually plants it in our lives, day after day, week after week, year after year, all the days of our lives. And then we've seen how God's Word is like a sword. Remember that sword we talked about? Or as Martin Luther says in that great old hymn, "A mighty fortress is our God." God's Word is a trusty shield and weapon, right? Knowing God's Word gives us life and salvation. It helps us to face all the troubles of life in this world, including temptation and the lies of the devil. And when we know God's Word well, we are well equipped for life in this world. We are rooted in Christ and His love. Well, today we're back in Psalm 119. Does anybody remember what the special thing about Psalm 119 is? Anybody remember what we talked about a couple days ago? Let's see. Kids? No? No kids? All right. Adults? It's an acrostic. That means every section begins with one letter of the Hebrew alphabet. The first section, Aleph, A. Then the second section, Beit, B. Then the letters are not quite as like ABCs from there, but more or less. One other thing. Yeah, Ms. Shea. The longest chapter in the whole Bible, 176 verses. That's right. And it's all about God's Word. It's all about reflections on what God's Word does to us and for us, how it gives us life and salvation, telling us the truth about who we are and who God is. So we think about these verses that we heard this morning. First, verse 18. Listen carefully. Verse 18 says this, speaking to God, it says, "Open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law." I love this verse. God's Word shows us wonderful things. It shows us the greatness and power and love of God. We learn wonderful things and see wonderful things when we open our eyes and open our ears and hear what God has to say to us. Like the first word that we're learning in response to our questions, how did everything begin? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 1:1. Think of that. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that marvelous? God created all things. God created the world, the universe, and it is not an accident. You are not an accident. Rather, you are beloved of God, created by Him, and He deals bountifully with you, pouring out His love and His treasure on you in Jesus. And you remember how God created the world, right? He spoke. He created the world with His Word. He said, "Let there be light," and there was light. He commands things to exist, and they exist. That's how strong God's Word is. And that same Word comes to you today. Open your eyes with the help of God to see this marvelous thing. The psalm continues, verses 25 and 29. "My soul clings to the dust. Give me life according to your word. Put false ways far from me and graciously teach me your law." So when we think about how great God is, that's wonderful. Then we very easily begin to think about how small and how imperfect we are. We're reminded that we are sinful and weak. We are dust, and to dust we will return. We're under the curse of sin. We live life in a world that's broken and full of lies. And this world clings to us like dust, like dirt. When we're playing hard outside all day and we get dirty from head to toe, it clings to us. Right? So it is with the things of this world. But God gives us life and truth. We learn from Him the deepest, most important things of all, because He is our Maker, our Master, who forgives our sins. Finally, we read in verses 31 and 32, "I cling to your testimonies, O Lord. Let me not be put to shame. I will run in the way of your commandments when you enlarge my heart. God is great. God is the maker of all things, who is wonderful and does wonderful things. We are weak sinners who needs God's mercy and his help. And do you notice the word cling comes up in there again? First we heard our soul clings to dust. We're covered in the brokenness and the dirtiness of sin and lies in this world. But when Christ comes to us with his word, he cleans us so that we cling to him. He washes away our sins and makes us new. We transform from clinging to the dust to clinging to God and his holy word. And this is the language of baptism. Did you hear that? It's the language of being washed, made clean through the word and work of Jesus. You see, the one who made all things in the beginning loves you. He loves you. He has a plan and a purpose for you. And that plan begins with baptism. Now, some of you have been baptized. And if you have, I want to know about it. I want to know when you were baptized. Come and tell me. If you don't know for sure, ask your parents. Tell your teacher about it. Tell me about it. I want to celebrate your baptism. I want to be able to say, thanks be to God, you are a baptized child of God. We're going to have a party. We're going to celebrate these baptisms. It's a testimony that you can cling to. The testimony, the promise that will never fail you. You will never be put to shame. And some of you have not yet been baptized, and if you haven't, then listen, God is calling you. He's calling you to be his own child. He wants you to receive the gifts and have assurance that his word, his promise, his pledge is for you. So if you haven't been baptized yet, talk to me, talk to your teachers, and most importantly, talk to your parents and let them know that you want to be baptized. You want to receive this gift, the promise of God in water and the word for you, the pledge that he has washed away your sins and made you his very own forever. Amen.